This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today approved the development of an over 43-kilometre, 6x4-lane elevated corridor connecting NH31 and the Varanasi Ring Road along the River Varuna for decongestion of Varanasi City in Uttar Pradesh. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced about the Cabinet decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. We now take you live to the press briefing.
Fiscal outlays for different pillars, वो जैसे जैसे स्कीम के कंटूर्स आपके सामने रखेंगे करीब 20 दिन के अंदर अंदर इसका नोटिफिकेशन आ जाएगा. नोटिफिकेशन आते ही आपके सामने आ जाएगा. इंसेंटिव स्ट्रक्चर को चेंज करना पहले से ओरिजिनल प्लान में है. जब ये करीब 20 साल का पूरा प्रोग्राम है टोटल. अगर सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन अगर हम देखें तो इसका वर्जन 1 था, अभी वर्जन 2 आया है और आगे इसको जैसे जैसे देश में प्रोग्रेस होगी वैसे इसको आगे लेके जाएंगे. तो इंसेंटिव स्ट्रक्चर शुरू में जो था वो इसलिए था कि दुनिया में भी एक बेंचमार्क है 50% के आसपास का टोटल कैपिटल इंसेंटिव का. और भारत में चूंकि ये नई इंडस्ट्री थी इसलिए भारत में शुरुआत में वो स्ट्रक्चर रखा गया था. अभी एक इकोसिस्टम भी बन गया है और दूसरा दुनिया का कॉन्फिडेंस भी भारत में आया है कि भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर्स बन सकते हैं. इन सब चैलेंजेस को सरमाउंट करके आज देश में कैपेबिलिटी बनी है तो इसीलिए इंसेंटिव स्ट्रक्चर को चेंज किया है.
द कैबिनेट आल्सो गेव नॉड टू 6-lane ग्रीन फील्ड एलिवेटेड कॉरिडोर कवरिंग ओवर 46 किलोमीटर बिटवीन नेशनल हाईवे 19 एंड वाराणसी रिंग रोड इन उत्तर प्रदेश ऑन हाइब्रिड एनुइटी मॉडल इम्प्रूविंग अर्बन मोबिलिटी. The Cabinet approved the mobile phone manufacturing scheme with a budgetary outlay of 62,500 crore rupees. It approved 2 multi-tracking projects covering 4 districts across Odisha and Jharkhand, expanding Indian Railways network by about 145 kilometers. The Cabinet also approved the National Investment Policy for Urea 2026 for Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom came into effect today. Simultaneously, the Agreement on Social Security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention or DCC, also became effective, reinforcing the mobility and competitiveness of Indian professionals in the United Kingdom. The landmark deal grants Indian exports zero duty access to 99% of tariff lines in the UK market. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasized that these agreements will create new opportunities for businesses, entrepreneurs, farmers, manufacturers, MSMEs and skilled workforce in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said CETA and the Agreement on Social Security are a significant moment in the partnership of India and UK. In an article in an English daily, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the agreement safeguards sensitive farm products such as dairy, vegetables, apples, edible oils, oats, millets, cooking oils and others by placing them in the sensitive list, and added that no duty concessions have been granted to the UK on these items. Several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Prahlad Joshi, have extended greetings on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has called for the adoption of the latest techniques in Ayurveda for the greater good of the society. The President was addressing the inaugural function of Saushrutam 2026 in New Delhi today. India has warned that people's confidence in the United Nations is declining due to the failure to reform the UN Security Council and effectively address global conflicts. Speaking at a ministerial roundtable on making multilateralism fit for the future at the UN, India's permanent representative P. Harish said, "The Security Council has failed to intervene meaningfully in ongoing conflicts." The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall over Odisha today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India, Bihar, West Bengal and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And in FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will take on England in the second semi-final tonight at Atlanta in the United States. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.